connect to your heart.
Allow ourselves to come together
on this beautiful Monday. In circle with each other. Allow yourself to find a comfortable position. And rest into that position. Take some good breaths in and out as you get settled. Now that we're settling, allow yourself to connect. Connect in with your beautiful heart. And if you would like, you could put one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, to even deepen the connection. Allow yourself to bring in your own love. Feeling that love in this heart space. Allow the heart connect to the cosmos. Connect to a star, constellation, the vast galaxy, whatever you like to connect to. And bring that beautiful, energetic, cosmic love into your heart. Allow that beautiful field of energy fill your heart. Meet your love. Now we're going to allow that beautiful cosmic energy to exit your heart through its beautiful electric charge and connect to every part of your beautiful, centered meridians of your body that lead down towards the ground. Or you might be sitting on the floor, your bottom connected to the ground. You might be sitting on a chair with your feet connected to the ground. Something is connected, so allow yourself to create that beautiful energetic pathway. Using the cosmic energy of love all the way down, grounding yourself to the beautiful cosmic energy of this earth. Giving your body the energetic grace from the earth, from Gaia. Connect into the energetic field of Gaia, which allows all of us to connect together as we all connect into the earth and her cosmic field. And allow yourself to know that we are together here in circle with love. Now that you're rested in that beautiful grounding, we can bring ourselves into that grounding. Feel the energy, feel the love. And today in the center, we have some water. a beautiful, fresh glacier water in a beautiful vessel. Imagine the vessel in any way you would like to imagine it in. Just a vessel holding this beautiful water. Water signifies purity, cleansing, hydration, love. Connect to the water. And then connect back to our heart. Today's exploration is about respect. Now I invite each of you to go within yourself, and find that moment or moments that you found yourself in this beautiful, loving respect for yourself, where you chose yourself, that you did it with love. Because what I'm understanding is when we choose respectful things for ourselves through love, we're able to provide that same respect with love to others around us. So find that moment. It could be that you created a boundary. It could be that you respectfully stood up for yourself. It could be that something happened in your experience and you were just like, huh, curious, observant. Could be something really small as giving yourself permission to have a piece of chocolate. Or to be selfish for a moment. So identify what that is. And allow that to kind of permeate your heart space. Regulating our heartbeat, regulating our bodies, giving us the nourishment of our own self-respect. Just feel into that for a moment. Breathe into it. Feel the love in that moment of choice, in that moment of action for yourself. Breathe with it. Be curious. Understand how that feels right now. Does it feel warm? Does it feel relaxing? Does it feel royal, exquisite? I think sometimes love has a way of feeling royal. So allow yourself to kind of allow that feeling to permeate yourself down to every cell of your being. With this beautiful, respectful love. give yourself that time, the space, the focus. Now that we know what that feels like, and that we could revel in it for a moment and play, let it play within ourselves for a bit, let's allow ourselves to put it in front of us. Imagine that you have this beautiful vessel empty, and that you put that beautiful moment right in that vessel in front of you. Just let it be for just a moment. Now we're going to go deep within ourselves again in a different exploration and find a moment in the last week or so where it didn't feel so good, where maybe you weren't respecting your own boundaries. Maybe you weren't doing the things that you needed to do to help neutralize or help yourself through a situation, and that you were not feeling good. You were feeling disappointed, sad, frustrated, angry. Bring that experience to your awareness and allow it to just be. Allow yourself to feel that moment of incongruence. Be curious with it. Why was it there? What is it telling you about yourself? What I have noticed in my own exploration is I am the most congruent with myself when I am the most curious about how I responded to something that I responded to, or maybe reacted to. And if curiosity is not available to you today, that's okay. Most times it's not available to me. But I allow myself to just be here, sitting with this in my heart. Just being there with it, and feeling it. Recognizing that it's there. Now take that beautiful experience that you put in the vessel in front of you and bring it closer. Bring it closer to your heart. Bring it closer to this experience. And with this beautiful infinity symbol, allow yourself to connect that beautiful self-respecting moment to the one that's in your heart right now, that's tender on your heart. And allow that beautiful vessel containing self-respect experience to inform that other experience. Through this infinity symbol that bifurcates the middle of this experience and the middle of that experience, and creates this harmonious exchange between both experiences, create balance, to spread your love, to spread your experience. We all have this ability to create or to recognize when we have a moment of love, a moment of respect, a moment of self-harmony. You know, we also have this ability within us to use those moments as information to help us when we're not in those spaces, when we're in a different space. When we are in a space of disharmony. So we're allowing our beautiful self-respect, which I see as a siddhi, a gift that we all have, come in to educate, to inform, to shower our current experience that may or may not be very good in terms of how it feels, and to inform it that we have this gift within us. We have this beautiful gift of self-exploration, self-respect, that we can allow ourselves to bring in and sit and grow. So notice how the beautiful, loving experience is informing that other experience and how things are shifting. Are they shifting? I feel myself growing more love for myself, more respect, for allowing myself to be in that space of whatever it is I'm feeling, but also allowing myself to be nourished by this beautiful experience of love. Because we know that we can hold both. We can hold this beautiful expression of love, and we can hold emotion. It is part of everything that we're experiencing as humans on this planet. To allow that love to grow, to be informative, using that beautiful gift that you have within you. Sometimes it's not, can't see it quite clearly sometimes. Sometimes it's really far away. But if we allow ourselves to sit and connect to our heart space and to our own love and bring those experiences to the heart, then it's easier to access them and use them to inform the current experience, which I truly, truly enjoy. So now that we're full of love and full of connectedness between these two experiences, I want you to take a deep breath. And let it out with a long, drawn out exhale. Take your hands and rub them together. Create a little bit of heat. If they're not already warm, from holding your heart. And then reach in front of you. Dip your hands inside of the water vessel that's sitting there, waiting. And pull out a handful of water and let that water wash over you, over your face, over your neck, your chest, and feel the beautiful water trickling down, cleansing, nourishing, hydrating. It continues to flow down as it drips through your system, and it refreshes all of us, washing away any remnants of the not so good feeling, and allowing ourselves to leave behind love. Now, we're not washing away the experience. We're just washing away what's left. Just typically a story or some sort of thought that keeps playing in our heads that's not quite true. We're allowing ourselves just to wash away the stuff that doesn't serve us. And we're doing it in circle and community, this beautiful connectedness. If you feel compelled to do that again, reach out in front of you, grab some water in your hands, and continue this as we sit in silence for a few minutes to allow ourselves to let that settle into us. Or you can sit in silence, truly up to you. I'm going to continue to wash because I love the way water feels. And I love the way that it's leaving my skin. So let us sit in silence and integrate beautiful love. Now that we're cleansed, let's come back together. And dry ourselves off. The sun is above us, giving us that beautiful warmth. Dry us off. The power of the sun, the earth, and the cosmos are with us today. So let's honor them. In this space. And as we close our connection today, just remind yourself of the beautiful Siddhi power that you have within you, the gift of self-respect and self-nurture. We all have it, and y'all can use it. Let's allow ourselves to go back down where we are connected together here in the circle with Mama Earth. And thank her for her cosmic energy for today. Allow yourself to disconnect from her cosmic rays. And pull your beautiful cosmic ray back up into yourself, into your heart. Now allow the cosmic ray to go back through the top of your head out to the cosmos, returning it to its home. thank the cosmos for informing our practice here today. And allow ourselves to spread even more love as we give the cosmos back. All right. So when you get a moment, come back to center. Come back to the present moment. And let me see.